Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. Minister of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs, Minister Vilinkosi Hlabisa, yesterday presented what is quite a big move in announcing allocation of 1.4 billion in disaster relief funds for flood-hit provinces. However, we all know that sometimes these monies don't get spent properly. So he has a plan going forward in how to track the use or misuse of this money. Minister Hlabisa, thank you so much for making time for us today. We really appreciate you coming on to the show.
Thank you very much, and good evening to yourself and the listeners of the radio station.
Minister, yesterday you were quite clear in saying these are the allocations, but one of the issues that you're going to be quite forceful on is consequence management when there is misuse of funds. My question then is, unfortunately, I think in government, we then always check after the fact. So procurement happens, and by the time you do implement consequence management, it's always retrospectively. Is there a way in which we can prevent the government governance issues that may present themselves unfavorably?
This time around, as you rightly say, in most cases, the follow-up is made when it is too late to intervene. On a monthly basis, the municipalities will be giving reports in a prescribed format, and they will be giving proof, because this money is ring-fenced, is a grant you can't use for any other thing. If you have not yet spent, it must appear in the bank. So every municipality knows that if you receive a grant, you have not yet started using it, you set it aside and have a separate proof to request from the bank confirming that the money is still available as it is while you are still busy with the procurement process. This report will come monthly, it will come quarterly. We have given them up to August to use this money. If the municipality is failing to use the money, we will take it back end of August. Because it was not meant to stay in the account. It was meant to be used on the need which the municipality had submitted a business plan. We will monitor it on a monthly basis. If we find that the money has been misused, then we will recover it from their equitable share. But we are not going to wait for that state. We will going to be vigilant. The first month we don't get a report, that will be a signal to come closer, get everybody involved that no wonder report on this money. And when they say the project has started, is at 40%, we will make unannounced visits so that we could see the quality of work that is being done, as well as the scope. When they say it is at 90%, we will not rely on papers, but we will do the physical inspection to see that the project was not altered and another money went to what it was not desired to, for.
You have been quite vocal, Minister, on the capacity of some of the municipalities to actually carry out some of the mandate. And that even when there is grant funds like the ones that you've presented yesterday, some of the municipalities struggle with capacity. So my question to you is this, you know, while yes, the money can be ring-fenced and can return back upon no use, would there be interventions, for instance, for municipalities that just cannot, just based on their own capacity, cannot use the money? So when you get these monthly reports, are you able to say, okay, maybe the money has not been spent yet, perhaps they are not getting the required engineers? I'm just giving an example. Can you intervene at that point to assist the municipalities?
Yes. In at COCTAM, we have a structure that is called MISA, NISAN has a pool of technicians. It has a pool, it's called Municipal Infrastructure Support Agency. It is an agency that is fully capacitated in terms of infrastructure support to municipalities, with sufficient engineers, sufficient CEO for accountability of finances. This structure is available and it is supporting other municipalities, but a municipality must voluntarily receive or request the support.
Mm.
In areas where we see there is no move,
mm.
because there is no capacity, constantly we will be saying we have a structure that can help you. Because in terms of the law, we can't impose.
Exactly.
It must be them who say we need the support.
Yeah.
Even on NEEC, that the money that used to go back,
mm.
municipalities failing to spend,
mm.
we have identified all municipalities for the past 3 years returning millions of money to Treasury. We will say here is the offer for help, take it. The only thing that you can't force them.
Exactly.
But just to buy a few minutes.
Yes.
We want to go to an extent of changing the law that where there is persistent failure to use money, we forcefully deliver on behalf of the people.
Mm.
Because when you take the money away, it is the people who suffer.
Yeah. I mean, to your point, Minister, it has happened many times. I mean, I remember with Tshwane, where the Ministry of Water and Sanitation had to fight them to accept help when people in Amanskraal were not getting water. So it happens all the time. I want to ask, Minister, to what extent are we bringing in scientific assistance and intelligence? These are, you know, you keep mentioning the fact that these are obviously as a result of weather conditions that are changing quite rapidly. Can we in future perhaps forecast, and it may not be accurate, forecast the advent of these weather pattern changes and budget for it in advance? How far are we with assistance from the scientists with that?
Yes, we are going there, and we are at the final stage of reviewing and coming up with a new model on disaster management that will be fast in responding and with sufficient resources kept aside. Yes, we have limited financial resources as a country, but we all agree at the cabinet level that we are living in the times of climate change, which affects our community now and again. To take a year before you respond when many disasters have happened is not helping. Rather, have an allocation for the unforeseeable and unavoidable vote, where you can tap in whenever there are challenges. And the new model, we will be pursuing the road of even working with the Defence Force, because Defence Force is exempted on some procurement processes. But you know, Defence Force cannot abuse money, and because they know they are a state wing and they are involved in these processes, which allows them to override the processes of procurement, because they are when they function under emergency situations.
Yes.
And drought, I'm sorry, and disaster require the same approach.
Minister, how granular will the report that you are asking to be, and how much are you going to assess it in this way? While we have it ring-fenced and you will have monthly reports and so on, would you be able to assess, for instance, that the, I don't know, the pen that I said we are getting to write with somebody's going to pay me 100 rand instead of 10 rand for it? Will you be able to get that granular detail and scrutinize that, what's the scope of the kind of report you're requesting from the recipients?
We have business plans which were submitted and for which the money was approved and released on the basis of those business plans. Mm. When the municipality gives a report that we are at 10% stage, they give details of what is it that is at 10% stage. And we will be verifying that 10% with the original business plan that was submitted to us throughout the process. Yes, there can be 2%, 3% unable to verify according to the plan, but at a higher degree, we will be able to see. And the unannounced visit will help us to determine, and when we look at the project, that no, look, this is just half of what was spent, what was said is spent here. And we'll be very vigilant in ensuring that this time around, quality must be the order of the day, because we should not spend money over and over again on one item because we build poor quality structures which easily get affected whenever there are heavy rains.
The quality of the contractor, you know, I've always found that government doesn't quite have the, not necessarily your department, but the mechanisms to make sure that the person who says is a builder is really a quality builder. That's very, very difficult to vet the quality of the work. We often find that we realize later that the road that was built is eroding faster than it should be. What are we going to do to mitigate against that?
I must do express that many municipalities have good intentions, really. Because everybody is aware that people want to see quality work. And if a municipality does not spend this money accordingly, we are not going to give other allocations to such municipalities, because as I'm saying, we will follow this money in terms of the product. If we are not satisfied, we will get people to assess. If the assessment by qualified people tells us that no, this is not equal to the value of the money that was given these people, firstly, you have shut the door of getting more resources. But we do not want to punish people. Consequence management will have to be introduced to all those who mismanage the project, so that we do not deprive people for future grants as the disaster is affecting communities now and again.
So my understanding is that this is the first allocation. You're going to continue to allocate again in May.
Definitely, we are coming back in May.
All right. Minister, I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs Minister Velenkosini Hlabisa, who's just giving us an outline of the money that he has allocated yesterday, 1.4 billion in disaster relief. And obviously on everyone's lips is the question of how the money will be spent. So they will be getting those monthly reports, and I'm sure the minister will be able to report on those as well to all of us, as we anticipate that there may or may not be problems with this, but really looking forward to this. Thank you very much, Minister Hlabisa, for taking time with us.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.